A Trip to the Past, written by Zia Zippy 5379 and read by K-Burb. This is a leveraged Star Wars crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Hardison slash Parker slash Elliot, as well as Elliot and Luke Skywalker. "What did you just say?" Elliot exclaimed. "I said some farm boy from the middle of nowhere was the one who shot the Death Star down," Hardison replied. "No," Elliot said. "His name." "Luke Skywalker?" "That's what I was afraid of." Elliot walked out of the room, ignoring the confused question from Hardison. "Damn it, Luke. I thought I left all that behind," Elliot murmured to himself. It didn't take much to convince Hardison and Parker to go to the Rebellion headquarters with him, especially considering he just said he was going and they refused to let him do dangerous things without them. Now that it was just the three of them, they all felt that way and stuck together more than when there were five of them. They packed up their gear into Lucille and took off to Hoth, which Hardison was particularly upset about. Out of all of them, he hated the cold the most. But according to his slicing, with many mumblings about bad cybersecurity, it was where Luke was, and that was the important part. To say their arrival on Hoth was eventful was an understatement. Between Hardison admitting to slicing the Rebellion, by telling them how bad their security was, and Parker complaining about Jedi, unprompted, there was no possible way to get anyone to trust them. So they were immediately taken into custody, with Hardison telling everyone that if anything happened to Lucille, they would pay. They were being escorted down a hall when a commotion came around a corner. "Come on, Leia," said a tall man. "No," the woman in the group said firmly. They were in the lead of a group and were closely followed by a Wookiee and a second human man, and then a pair of droids. It was the second human man that Elliot was interested in, but before he could do anything, Luke spotted him. "Elliot," he called, sprinting over to the group of prisoners, who could get out and away at any time, and hugging Elliot, who did his best to hug back with the cuffs currently on his wrist. "What are you doing here?" Luke asked. "Came looking for you," Elliot said. "You seem to have gotten yourself into something big." Luke pouted. "Just because you played protector when I was a kid doesn't mean I need it now," he said. "No, it doesn't, but I'm not about to lose you, too." Luke's face softened as he remembered Ace. Ace was Elliot's younger brother, who was the same age as Luke, and the reason that Elliot had gotten attached. Luke and Ace had been close friends and partners in crime, as kids and beyond, until Ace went to the Imperial Academy and subsequently got shut out of the sky. "Yeah," Luke said. "Okay." "Are you done with the reunion?" Parker asked. "I guess," Elliot told her. "Good," she said before turning to Luke. "You need to stop projecting so much. I felt you as soon as we entered the system. At least she is shielded enough that it took being on the same planet." With the last of it, Parker gestured to the woman that had been part of Luke's group, who Elliot now could see was Princess Leia of Alderaan. "What do you mean you felt us?" Princess Leia asked. "In the Force," Parker exclaimed. "It's a wonder you haven't called the Sith straight to you."
"The Sith?" Luke questioned.
"You know, Vader, Sidious, the people you really don't want finding you. Do you know anything about the Force or Jedi or Sith?" Parker ranted.
"Not really," Luke said.
"Barely anything," Princess Leia said.
"Parker," Hardison said calmly, placing his hand on her arm.
"No, if they don't stop what they are doing and shield themselves, they are going to get killed, just like everyone else."
Elliot turned to the gathered people around them. "We need somewhere quiet. Now." The princess took charge. She demanded they follow her and quickly led them to a nearby room. The guards let Elliot and Hardison out of the cuffs and took the ones Parker got off herself. They then left them in the room alone. They were outside the room along with Luke and his group. After making sure that they were going to be left alone, Elliot turned back to the room. Parker was sitting on the floor and against one of the walls. Hardison was also sitting on the floor a few feet from Parker. She was in no state for them to be trying to touch her. Elliot went and sat near Hardison to make sure that she didn't feel trapped. For a few minutes, none of them talked. They needed to wait for Parker to start the conversation, or nothing would come of it. Elliot and Hardison just sat, trying to be comforting presences for her. "I was supposed to be a Jedi," she eventually said. "I was raised by them at the temple until the day everyone was killed." Elliot heard Hardison's sharp intake of breath. Elliot couldn't even do that. He had long suspected that Parker had a touch of sensitivity for the Force, but never would have thought that she had actually been taken by the Jedi and raised by them. Everyone knew that none of the younglings from the temple had survived, but apparently that wasn't true. "Oh, babe," Hardison said quietly. "I felt them all," Parker continued. "I felt them all die. And I couldn't do anything." She looked up at them and made a small gesture. It was the one they had come up with for when she was ready for them to come closer to her. Elliot and Hardison moved to sit on either side of her against the wall. "Something told me to sneak out of the temple that morning. So I did. And then it all happened." Parker was shaking, and Elliot put an arm around her. She leaned into him, and he could feel her tears. He could tell she had never talked about this before. Hardison gave him a look that said he realized this, too. It meant a lot that they could all share the hardest moments with each other. None of them had had that before. "Archie found me, and you know the rest. I had to hide myself, but I have not always been good at that," she continued. "But they are being terrible and need to get better." She glared at them as if daring them to contradict her. Neither of them did, nor would they. "Well, I guess we will have to convince them to trust us," Hardison said. "Maybe Luke can help with that," Elliot said. "Yeah, when were you going to tell us that you knew the guy that saved the galaxy?" Hardison asked. Parker smiled a little smile. The end.